This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Wow, the fake news media just doesn't know when to quit. They've been caught red-handed now, colluding with the Clinton team and deep state operatives inside the FBI and the DOJ to frame Trump team members with illegal spying through a fraudulent FISA warrant application. They've been caught red-handed. This is all going public now. And they still don't know when to quit. CNN is now pushing this insane narrative that, oh, Putin wins. Russia wins. Huh? How does Russia win by the American people exposing fraud and treason inside the ranks of the FBI and the DOJ? Seems to me that the American people win. Seems to me that the Republic wins. It seems to me that democracy wins when you expose efforts by criminal deep state swamp creatures to overthrow a democratic election and install their own totalitarian mafia boss racketeering president known as Hillary Clinton, which thank God, was not elected. It's unreal. So they're saying, oh, Putin wins, Russia wins. You notice that every person who now defends America is called a Russian agent by CNN and the New York Times and Washington Post, all the other fake news rags that are now exposed. Yahoo News, totally exposed. They planted news stories that were leaked to them. This is Yahoo News, totally fake news. They were handed fake information by the deep state through Fusion GPS. They published it, and then that news was cited by FBI agents to get the FISA warrant. In other words, the FBI and the DOJ were pushing out fake news, getting it published in Yahoo and other organizations, and then citing that as proof to back up their fake memo, their fake surveillance application, so that they could trick a FISA judge into approving the surveillance so they could spy on their political enemies and try to overthrow the election in case Trump won. This is the deep state on steroids. This is the swamp at its most swampy. This is the ugliest side of big government tyranny, totalitarian politics, Clintonista, Obama, police state targeting of political enemies. This is KGB Soviet Union style stuff, okay? And the media has been complicit at every step of the way. They actively took part in it. They knew they were publishing false information. They knew they were leaking from fake sources, but they wanted to overthrow the president. And then anybody who dares say that the FBI should follow the law, anybody who says that is called a Russian agent. Oh, what, really? So wait a minute. So Devin Nunes is a Russian agent? No. Wait, Alex Jones is a Russian agent? No. What? Who else? Paul Ryan, a Russian agent. Rand Paul, oh, must be a Russian agent. The Russia collusion hoax has collapsed. There was never a shred of proof or even evidence that there was anything to the whole thing was made up. And it's collapsed so much, and yet the mainstream media, well, the left-wing media, they still don't know that nobody believes them anymore, that their fake news stories don't even make any sense. To say that the FBI's criminality and treason is now exposed and that Putin wins is like, huh? You just throw the word Russia at every news story that you don't like and just call it a Russia. It's a Russia hoax. It's a Russian collusion. It's unreal. It's like dealing with Democrats and left-wing people today. They're delusional beyond belief. They're living in a fantasy fake land. They have no grasp on actual facts. They have no clue of reality. They don't know anything. And they're not tied to any ethics or following the law or process, rule of law, nothing. All they know is they hate Trump. And because they hate Trump, everything is okay with them. If they have to fake their sources, it's okay. If they have to commit fraud to get a FISA warrant, that's okay with them. If they have to plant fake news stories and bribe journalists to plant fake news in Yahoo News or Mother Jones News, which is totally fake news, or CNN or the New York Times, doesn't matter. They're willing to do that because they hate Trump. They're just seething with hatred. They have so much hatred. They wake up every morning. The only thought in their minds is, how do they destroy Trump? How do they overthrow the country? How do they do an ethnic cleansing against all the white people who voted for Trump? That's like Michael Moore. He wakes up in the morning and all he can think of, maybe as he looks in the mirror, is extreme hatred. And he wants to cleanse white people out of the country. He wants to eliminate the system, he says, that gave us President Trump. These people are so deranged. And I'm going to tell you, number one, it's time for Trump to start engaging in widespread arrests of those who have committed these crimes inside the FBI and the DOJ and the journalists who took bribes. So number one, I'm calling for the arrest of James Comey. I'm calling for the arrest of Peter Strzok. I'm calling for the arrest of every single so-called journalist who's actually a fake propagandist who took money from Fusion GPS or the FBI or the Clinton Foundation to push fake news. They should all be arrested. It's time for those arrests to happen. And secondly, it's time to clean house throughout this whole system. It's time for the FBI to be reformed top to bottom. It's time for the Department of Justice to be reformed top to bottom. It's time to end the secret surveillance on American citizens across the board. There should be no surveillance of Americans. You see how it's abused? Remember, this whole FISA thing was supposed to be the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It was a law to spy on foreigners. And remember when they were getting it passed under Bush? This was after the 9/11 fiasco, which has its own questions, as you well know. But they were using 9/11, regardless of what you think happened at 9/11 or who allowed it to happen or whether there were demolition charges set on Building 7 or whatever. They use that crisis to pass the FISA. Well, I guess FISA existed before 9/11, but they use it to pass the Patriot Act, which called for more spying on foreigners, foreign terrorists. So that Patriot Act combined with the FISA warrant, a process to ramp up more spying on American citizens that they said was necessary for national security. And they said they would never abuse it. They would never spy on Americans. This is just for those foreigners over there. Just going to spy on foreigners. Never Americans, they said. And what happened under 8 years of Obama? They weaponized the whole system to spy on Americans. And it has all come out. I mean, it's starting to come out. We know, we've confirmed that that's what's happening, but there's more to come. And from this, we know just how corrupt the deep state is, how corrupt the government is, how much Big Brother tyranny has been unleashed upon us, how dangerous this unrestrained power of government with secret court systems and no oversight whatsoever, how dangerous that has become. Think about a secret court system, secret evidence, secret application, secret sworn testimony. This is the kind of crap that we got away from with the King of England and the Revolutionary War, okay? This was what we declared independence over, the secret courts and secret government systems and secret searches and seizures of your home and your personal belongings. This is why we wrote the Constitution. This is why we have the Bill of Rights. This is why we fought for liberty and freedom to get away from this kind of secret government BS that continue to be pushed under Obama and even refined and ramped up under Obama, who I accurately wrote in 2016, Obama is a sleeper cell agent trying to destroy America and dismantle it step by step. And once again, I was a couple of years ahead of the revelations that are coming out, but now people are waking up everywhere and they know, oh my God, the Health Ranger was right. Obama is a sleeper cell. We now see that all this leads back to Obama. He oversaw this abuse of power, the weaponization of government to target political enemies. It's all coming out. Your history, this is history in the making. You're observing it, and it's all going to lead to civil war, by the way. So I'll talk about that more later. In the meantime, listen to more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Read our coverage of this very important topic at naturalnews.com. Be safe, pray for our country, and be ready to stand in defending this nation against the insane, deranged, lunatic, lawless left who are communists, who are, they are psychotically demented. They are mentally ill, deranged lunatics who are just screaming, Russia, 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 at everything. They have no idea. It doesn't even mean anything anymore to them. It's just Russia, Russia. They're just screaming it at every corner. It doesn't even make any sense, but it doesn't matter to them. They cannot accept the facts that are coming out. They cannot accept the reality that they've been lied to and they were used as tools and puppets by the left to push their false propaganda, their lies, and to try to overthrow this country and to try to overthrow democracy. Every leftist out there has been complicit in this, and they should be full of shame. They should look in the mirror and be shameful for what they have done that almost destroyed this nation. Thank God we are now taking it back. And with your support, we're going to continue to do that. So listen to more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. And of course, read naturalnews.com as well and trump.news for other updates there. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.